Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. We're back with Raymond Moody and Paul Perry. Their book is called Proof of Life After Life. Raymond and Paul, let's go into these seven reasons to believe there is an afterlife. And Raymond, how did you and Paul come up with seven, not eight, not ten?
Well, okay. Over the years, we've worked together for about 33 years now. And we would collect shared death experiences that we heard. And after a while, you get a bunch together and you want to categorize them. And we ended up categorizing them into these seven reasons to believe in the afterlife. And it's because these reasons fit best with each of the shared death experiences we decided to put into those. I also wanted to point out that what really triggered this book, I mean, we had been collecting shared death experiences for years, but what really triggered it was that both Raymond and I had a shared death experience.
Oh, that's fascinating. What was yours about, Paul? What happened?
Several years ago, I was working on a book with the head of neuropharmacology at University of Washington, Vernon Nepi, and it was a book on deja vu. And we worked on it for a long period of time. We did a proposal on it. We couldn't sell the book. So we kind of stopped working on books, and I had nothing to do with Vernon for like 5 years. I hadn't talked to him or written to him at all, and the same with him. Anyway, at this point, my mother had Alzheimer's, and she was dying from Alzheimer's. And one day, I got a call from Vernon Nepi. And Vernon said, you know, I was sitting here, it was on a Sunday, he said, I was sitting here reading the paper, and I heard a female voice say, call Paul Perry. And I ignored it. And about an hour later, I was into the sports section, and I heard a female voice again say, call Paul Perry. So that's what I'm doing. I'm calling you, and I don't know why. And I said, well, my mother's dying from Alzheimer's. And he was really the perfect person to talk about that because he was a neuropharmacologist. Mm-hmm. So we spent quite a bit of time talking about different cures that he had attempted on people who had Alzheimer's. And in the course of had that conversation, this was before iPhones, there was that buzzing on the line telling me that someone was trying to give me a call. So I said, Vern, I'll call you back later. I answered that phone, and it was the care facility telling me that my mother had died. And that fit very well into the category of a shared death experience. Because somehow my mother, I think, had contacted Vernon. And when it felt that Vernon was a perfect person to talk about what was going on with her, and that's how this conversation ensued.
And Raymond, how about your shared death experience?
Well, similarly, I had been studying these things for a long period of time, and just as Paul and I were getting ready to write a book on it, incredibly, my mother suddenly was found to have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and we all were there. And as she was passing away, George, people who go through this, there are no words, really. The closest I can get to it is to say that first thing I noticed was the room was no longer three-dimensional. It was kind of, I felt like we were in a kind of double funnel, and light of a very unusual character filled the room, and it was full of energy. It wasn't like vertigo with things spinning around, but there was energy there that seemed to be revving up. And my mother had been for several days abducted. We weren't getting anything from her. But just as she was passing away, she rallied, and I heard her voice twice say, "I love you." But George, the voice, I didn't hear it through my ears. I know it was very insistent.
Mm-hmm.
And twice I heard her, but it wasn't coming from her voice, but I heard her. Meanwhile, my sister felt the presence of my father, who had died 18 months before. My wife experienced something. My brother-in-law felt things. And, you know, as you know, I'm driven in my life by curiosity. And
sure,
what that happened, we were kind of ready to do that book. But when it happened to me, it put me off on another. I was trying to process my own experience rather than to learn about others. But after a while, that settled down and we got busy on it. And we went ahead and finished the book.
That's fantastic. Now, your first reason, of course, for proof of reasons to believe there's an afterlife, out-of-body experiences. That alone should convince people it's real, right?
Well, there's an addition to that, and that is that people who have near-death experiences, about 50% of them have out-of-body experiences. But a certain number of them have a shared death experience. And that would be, an example of that would be that if a person is lying on an operating table from a cardiac arrest, yet later on when they're brought back, they can recount conversations in the hospital waiting room, for instance. They're able to convey accurate information about what the doctors were doing and what they were saying and the instruments they were using. That's a shared death experience because it shows that somehow consciousness has separated from the body. And for all intents and purposes, a person who has a cardiac arrest is dead. So this shows, once again, that consciousness survives bodily death.
Precognitive events, of course, is important as reason, too, Raymond.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I saw in my practice, of course, you know, due to my interest, I was the one always appointed to talk to the terminally ill patients, right? It was a big part of my medical practice for a long time. And I quickly realized under that circumstance and I know any doctor who has had a lot to do with the mental, terminally ill, will tell you the same thing, that they seem to know in some extraordinary way when they're going to die. I saw this so many times. And the funny thing about medical practice, in a way, it's relentless, right? So you don't have to time to process all these amazing things you're seeing. But it does occur. People know in some way that I can't figure out when they're going to die. When I was back in 1970, George, my wife was pregnant, and this was my first child, and we both woke up in the middle of the night with the same dream that we were losing the baby.
Oh, my
And
gosh.
She was seeing it from her perspective, and I was seeing it from mine. In my perspective, when we got to the ER, I saw the obstetrician with his back to me, and I remember to this day, it's like the khaki pants and the plaid shirt and the tawny-colored long hair. Well, the trouble was, see, I had only seen, it was a group of three obstetricians. I had only met one. But this night that, the night we had the dream, then the next lock night, 24 hours later, it happened just as we dreamed it. And when we went to the ER, I saw that doctor that I had never seen before, and he was exactly like I'd seen in the dream. And the reason I'm telling this is not to be autobiographical, but to, you know, a lot of folks listening in will say, yeah, me too. This is, in a way that I can't understand, the time sense is mixed up during the dying process. And I just, you know, I saw this all the time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Transforming the light. What is that?
Well, it's an observation that people can make about someone who's had a near-death experience, and the observation is that they are able to share with all of us around them that their personality has changed greatly. Yeah. We called it the Scrooge effect because it's very much like what happened with Ebenezer Scrooge in the Christmas Carol. When he saw the ghost of Marley, his business partner.
Yeah, with his chains all around him.
His chains and everything, and it transformed him completely.
Scrooge.
And these, there you go. And these transformative effects in near-death experiences can be documented. So there's several studies that have documented them. And what they say is that through near-death experiences, number one, there's a great decrease in death anxiety with people who have had a near-death experience. But people who have near-death experiences also have a tendency to have a higher zest for living. And that's defined as the subject is type A without the anger. They're very aggressively living life. And another thing that is very supernatural is that that people who have had near-death experiences have at least four times the number of verifiable psychic experiences as people around them. So a verifiable psychic experience would be that you have a dream the night before you're going to take a plane flight somewhere, that the plane has crashed.
Yeah.
You get up in the morning, you tell your spouse that the plane, you had this dream, and in fact, then there is a plane crash and you're not on it. That's how dramatic they can be.
How many people don't react to their inner feelings like that and would have gone on the plane?
You mean, well, there is that angle, too, is that there's a greater increase in intuition among people who have near-death experiences. And that's shared because it's highly visible.
Yeah, George, in all my career, I have only known one person, both before and after their near-death experience. And this woman, in 1980, I was on a hematology service in my medical training. I was a resident. And we had this patient in who was a lovely young woman. And she was pregnant, and she was having platelet difficulties. So the object of the hematologist's treatment was to try to get the platelet count back up before she, delivered. Well, anyway, I got to know this fine young woman, and I want to emphasize that, just a delightful person. Okay, now, then I left that unit. That was my service in that unit was over before she had her baby. Now, flash forward 3 years. I was sitting in the cafeteria at the hospital in the middle of the night. I was on call for psychiatry. And George, I mean, you know, I don't have the words. This apparition floated in. I mean, this young woman, and she was very thin. She seemed full of light, for want of a better term. Very light on her feet. And she sat down and she said, "Dr. Moody, you don't remember me, but," she said, "3 years ago I was." And it was this very young woman. And she told me that after I had left, she did deliver the baby, and she almost bled out during the delivery and had a cardiac arrest and a near-death experience. And she said that when she tried to tell the nurses, they said, "Oh, that Dr. Moody, he was here a few weeks ago. He studies this." So there, in the middle of the night, this woman floated in. She had done her nursing studies. She was then a nurse. But the transformation I saw in that person, I mean, I just can't describe it. It was like a transfiguration is not an exaggeration. It was one of the most startling things I have experienced during my residency, to see the physical transformation even in this young woman. I mean, it was, and not only, she was, as I said, very nice person, but the depth after her experience was what impressed me. I mean, I just really don't have the words to describe it, but I know that these transformations of people, as I'm sure you've noticed too, when the people you've talked to.
Sure.
And be really profound.
Scientists have still yet to be able to explain the Big Bang Theory, how the universe started and all that. Yet you two seem to have a pretty good handle on the afterlife. Why is that?
What I say is, you know, I know enough from having talked to thousands of people that you can't really imagine it, right? It's, and everybody says, no matter how articulate, no matter how many languages they speak, no matter how many degrees they have, they say, I just can't describe it to you. There are no words. So there is that limitation. However, I have numerous cases over the years where people have told me that they had previously read accounts of near-death experiences, then subsequently had their own near-death experience, and were, while they were having their near-death experience, were able to recognize what it was from what they had read.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.